This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE as we are kicking off here yet another live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
All right, so we're going to actually start out with a special guest. Normally we don't do guests on Free Talk Live, but every now and then, you know, we do have somebody in that's pretty special. So that's why we have them on. And Lynn Ulbricht is definitely one of those people. She is, for listeners who are unfamiliar, the mother of Ross Ulbricht. And, Mark, how would you describe Ross Ulbricht?
Ross Ulbricht is a guy who built a website, Silk Road. It's relatively famous. People were buying and selling all kinds of things, including drugs, on the Silk Road.
It was like an underground free marketplace
that
he made.
And I went and visited it. I went and took a look. And at some point, Ross says that he stopped, being the guy who ran it, and somebody else ran it. And then, I don't know, they kind of picked him up in San Francisco, and they put him on trial. Now, this guy got more time than pretty much every famous person who's been put in prison. More time than Manuel Noriega, more time than just about everybody who's been put in prison who hasn't killed anybody. And he didn't, right? Like, he never harmed anybody.
Nope.
Never
brought charges against him.
They never brought charges against him for harming
anyone.
They
libeled him in court over it, but that's it.
Yeah, they certainly did that. But I think one of the most interesting parts of his case is that somebody signed into his account after he was in jail.
Yeah, that usually doesn't happen from jail.
No, it didn't happen from jail, right, in all likelihood. And a couple of cops actually went to prison over stealing Bitcoin and, I don't know, doing all kinds of
corrupt activities.
Right.
Yeah, so Lynn Ulbricht is here with us, and that was a pretty good recap, Mark, for what was something that we've literally spent hours and hours and hours talking about over the last several years, since he's been in prison since late 2013, now basically 6 years since that time. Lynn, thank you for joining us again here tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I always love coming on your show and appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, well,
and that was a great recap. You know, El Chapo just got half the sentence Ross got. El Chapo.
Right. El Chapo, the murderer.
Now he has, exactly. And it's true, Ross was never charged at trial for murder for hire, even though that went around the media. And it wasn't an indictment in Maryland. That has since been dismissed with prejudice. There is nothing in his record about it. And he has no history of violence at all. First-time offender, young guy, idealistic. And, yeah, there's plenty of anecdotal evidence as well as hard evidence that there were many DPRs running that thing.
DPR, Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah, sorry.
Handle.
Yeah, and that he got the, you know, he was blamed for all of it and sentenced for all of it. So he's sitting in a cage.
Unfortunately, the legal appeals process through the criminal system has been exhausted. It did not end up getting overturned. His ridiculous sentencing by this insane, power-hungry judge who just acted like an absolute awful human being throughout the entire procedure. I mean, I don't want to recap it all. I don't even want to try to scratch the surface because we'll just get lost in, you know, what happened. But for those who are unfamiliar with this situation, there's a lot to learn about it. We highly recommend that you go to freeross.org and check out the Railroaded, either documentary or text file. I think it's available in audio format as well. So it's video, audio, text, which is highly documented, highly, very well researched, and very, you know, revealing as far as a lot of the dirty details of the prosecution and the judge, you know, just the rampant corruption throughout this case. There's really no better way to spend a little bit of time to familiarize yourself with this than going there. We can't do it justice here in 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever. So
yeah,
with that in mind, you actually told me just a moment ago you just got back. You're in Tucson, Arizona. You just got back from a federal prison, the current one that's holding your son. They've just sort of been shipping him around, and you've been doing the amazing mother's work of following him. So you've kind of been moving from state to state as the federal government kind of moves him about.
We're glad that he's in Tucson because it's not as violent as where he was before.
Mm.
But frankly, yeah, I just got back from there. It's pretty depressing. It's so horrible to see his life being wasted. And he said something really that made me so sad. He said, when I look at sections of my life, like, childhood and then high school and then college and different sections, he said, this is the longest section of my life is being in prison. And he said, it's just gray. It's just there was so much richness in all those other times, and this is just gray.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, it just hit me what a waste and how, I don't know, it's just so difficult.
Well, he's a talented person, like so many of the people inside the federal and state prison systems that are rotting away for nonviolent, victimless crimes. And Ross is just one of the more visible of those
folks.
Right. There are countless more, hundreds of thousands probably, that, to most people, they've never heard their stories. I know they all want their stories to be heard. There's just not enough time in months and years to tell all of these horrifying stories, many of which do involve corruption of the system.
Right.
Ross's story isn't unique. It's just his was particularly visible, and it was able to be told publicly pretty effectively.
Yeah, we're hoping it'll shine a light on the whole thing, the atrocity of our criminal justice system and mass incarceration and the excessive sentencing that has been going on since the drug war. It is just absolutely horrible, and it's un-American, frankly. It's just it goes against our values. And
it really is un-American, and I want to explain that statement, from my point of view as to why it's un-American. Plea bargains are un-American.
Mm.
Plea
That's
bargains
right.
are just frankly evil. Now, Ross went and got a kangaroo court trial, which is extraordinarily rare.
No, it's not.
What, to get
not
a trial?
Not rare at all. Oh, to get a kangaroo court trial.
You're
saying it's rare that he went to trial.
Fewer than 1%. Yeah. And I'm talking about something like 0.1% of people who are charged with a crime end up at a trial. And
that's rare,
is fascinating, that we have a system where everybody has a right to a trial, but somehow 99.9% of them never end up there.
Well, they're bullied and threatened by prosecutors that they will get a much worse punishment if they go, and they will lose, statistically. And it's true. So people, I'll take the plea, and the prosecutors get the notch in their belt and all the perks or whatever they get for their career. And we have lost the right to a fair trial in this country, which is a pillar of our justice system.
And when somebody does decide to take it to trial, their chances of getting through a trial is about 33%. Getting acquitted is about 33%. So you're about a 2 out of 3 chance of getting convicted if you have a felony, if you take it to trial. Now, it seemed to me that the people that would wait all the way through this stuff and finally take it to trial are probably more than likely innocent. But, that's just me and conjecture.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to say about plea bargains is, who's it benefit? Ladies and gentlemen, stop and ask yourself for right now, who do plea bargains benefit? They don't benefit you and me, because presumably there's justice at the end of the system. I don't believe that for a second. I'm just saying they call it the justice system. If so, then who's benefits from a plea bargain? All right, guilty criminals.
That's right.
Benefit from plea bargains.
Prosecutors.
Because now they're doing less time, presumably. It's, after all, a plea bargain. And prosecutors are government employees who are paid to go to trial. So,
and they don't have to when you plea bargain.
We have government employees who are shirking their responsibilities that benefit, and guilty criminals. I say this is a terrible system. We should just do away with plea bargains completely. If the criminal justice system can't handle that amount of trials, then it shouldn't be charging that many people. Maybe we should just go back to crimes with a victim.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Lynn, you've got a plan that you've been working on, and I want to talk more about, you know, kind of the latest on that and what it is for listeners who are unfamiliar. Because, as I said, the criminal justice appeals system is exhausted. You've tried going to the Supreme Court. It didn't end up being a success, unfortunately. It should have been, but that's, you know, the system. Mm-hmm. So what other options are there left? We're going to talk about that coming up. You can stick with us, right, for another segment.
Oh, sure.
Lynn Ulbricht is here with us. She's from FreeRoss.org. You can get over there to learn a lot more about Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road. We'll continue in moments on Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and Crypto Wealth Coach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself eye on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Saturday edition of the program. If you've got a question for Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the man sitting in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years, which was, as she pointed out, double what they gave to El Chapo, the actual murdering gang leader character who is going to prison as well, or is in prison. But Ross Ulbricht did not murder anyone. He did not hurt anyone. He simply ran a website. And they put him in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years. So if you want to call with a question, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The case itself brought against him by the federal government was rife with corrupt agents, corrupt judge, just generally awful behavior on the part of the various different bureaucrats who did that prosecution. And we will continue that discussion here. I also want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. It's a new website brought to you by bitcoin.com that allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. Finally, you've got a global trading platform that respects your privacy, meaning you don't have to show identification to create a web to create an account on local.bitcoin.com. And that's different from pretty much every other competitor out there that wants to know who you are and where you're from. They don't care because they're not in custody of your funds at any point. So it's pretty cool. And the communications between buyers and sellers on the site are encrypted. So you actually get some privacy over at local.bitcoin.com. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. And again, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Lynn Ulbricht is here with us from freeross.org. That, of course, the best website to go to learn more about Ross Ulbricht and the story behind the Silk Road. And Lynn, as I pointed out before, the criminal justice, so-called justice system is, you know, was a failure completely, including the appeals process. So what's left? Is it just asking Trump or whoever's president in the moment for a commutation or a pardon? Is that the only option?
Well, a commutation, we wouldn't even ask for a pardon, but a commutation of this barbaric, brutal sentence is really Ross's best chance.
Right.
There are some, there's one other thing that's a Hail Mary, but really we're concentrating on the clemency possibility. We want to take advantage of this election year to get the president's attention and convince him that a commutation is not only the right thing to do, but that it could benefit him politically. I think that I know, because people come up to me all the time and say, if Trump commuted Ross's sentence, I would vote for him. Mm-hmm. One time, single issue voter.
I've said it here on the air multiple times.
Yeah, yeah, and Mark has said it many times.
I wrote it in a blog post. Yep.
Yeah, and that's right. And Ian wrote a really great blog post. You know, it's a single issue vote, but it could be, you know, could get somewhere. Trump had a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire recently.
That's right.
A group of people came out. I sent t-shirts real quick, saying like for a website, !!!
Yep.
You know, free Ross. And I was told that Trump's political people noticed.
Really?
They noticed that they saw them. They know that there's support there, and that has encouraged us to think that we want to have people in teams in every state where Trump will be rallying to be present so that and we would send t-shirts and materials, and we're hoping that people will step up, get in touch with me to be team leaders perhaps in that state, or and people just willing to show up and to be a presence. And it was only about 15 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a lot of very good response from the people at the Trump rally. They felt terrible about it. And the other thing we want to do, and I think New Hampshire is the perfect place, and is to have activists anywhere in Iowa, New Hampshire, and other places where the Democrat candidates are going around to ask them and video it on their phone, what do you think about a double life sentence or just a life sentence for a nonviolent offender? And when they say they're against it, which I think they all will, say, well, in that case, would you commute Ross Ulbricht's sentence?
Right.
And get that, at least we get the first answer, if not the second, and then we can push it out on social media. It could really start a conversation. It could start people thinking about Ross. And there's a great opportunity coming here.
We're losing packets. It's getting pretty bad. But you're pointing out that you said there's Peterborough, something's going on there. That's a little town here in New Hampshire. There's a variety of these characters, Andrew Yang. A lot of these characters are parading about here in New Hampshire, and we do have a fairly large activist contingent that tends to be political. You know, a lot of them tend to be politically active. Some of them are completely apolitical, but I don't think you have to be politically active necessarily to take up this particular mantle because, or this activism, just simply because, look, I get the whole idea that nobody wants to beg a politician for something. I mean, it's no fun. It's not empowering. It's not something that, you feel good generally about doing. But if it can get this guy out, if it can get Ross Ulbricht released from prison. Now, obviously, it doesn't affect any of the other thousands of peaceful people behind bars in the United States.
But it could.
But it is symbolic.
It's a precedent.
It's symbolic.
Yes. It's a precedent. And look, we're fighting for that, too. But, if anybody can go to Peterborough on Thursday, Andrew Yang's going to be at the Post and Beam Brewing there at 6:30. And just ask the guy, what do you think about this? And we also have a Facebook community page, Free Ross New Hampshire, NH, Free Ross NH.
Oh, okay.
That join if you.
Yeah, I was going to say, where do you go to get, where are these politicians? Like, how did you find out the Peterborough thing was happening? Is it just word of mouth?
I just Googled Andrew Yang events, and it came up, but I don't know.
Sense.
I'd love to get people helping me find their.
Right.
Not only Trump's rally schedule, but all these other people, so we can kind of have people show up. Yeah.
Okay. So would you say that the Facebook page, I mean, I hate Facebook, but
I know, too.
I'm not on it. But for those that are on it, would you say that, what is it called, the page name again?
It's Free Ross NH.
Free
it's
Ross
a private group,
NH.
But
okay.
Just ask to be joining and we'll, bring you on in. And
Mark, you look confused. Are you all right over there?
I was just thinking about Facebook and all the joys.
I know.
So you're feeling disgusted by Facebook? Yeah. Hey, I really appreciate you joining us here tonight, Lynn. And I'm sure, of course, the best thing that people can do is move to New Hampshire so they can help actually with boots on the ground on this. But as you pointed out, there are some online research kind of tasks that could certainly assist the folks here in New Hampshire. So just because you're not in New Hampshire doesn't mean that you can't assist with this. Just get on over to freeross.org. And reach out and get in touch and see what you can do to help out if you appreciate the work. And I know this is now your life's mission, Lynn. You didn't expect this to happen later in life, but this is now what you do.
Nope. Yeah, it is.
So thank you for that.
All the time.
Thank you for all
the
effort.
And it's a bigger cause, obviously, now. And please, just email me if you know anything. Don't worry if you don't want to be on Facebook.
And how do they email you? How does somebody email you?
You can... Lynn at freeross.org.
It's L-Y-N, just to be clear, L-Y-N.
But at the footer of every page of our website, it says, it says a link to get a hold of me, get a hold to write Ross, to communicate, so.
And yeah, do write Ross for sure. Like, he's sitting in there
He's got time to read letters.
Day out. And he's got plenty of time, and it feels really nice. I mean, there's not a lot of things that feel nice when you're behind bars. And, Mark, you've been to prison. I've been to jail.
It's always nice to get
civil disobedience in my case.
Letters.
And it is nice to get some new, fresh letters, especially from people that you don't know. It's nice to see the ongoing correspondence, but from newbies who never said anything to you before, and they have something nice to say about, appreciating the work that you've done and appreciating Ross, and a lot of us definitely do. He really changed the world for the better. Unfortunately, he's paying the price for that good deed. Hey, Lynn, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks so much for having
me. FreeRoss.org, by the way, sounded great there on our Discord server. You can sound that good. Just join over at discord.lrn.fm. We go to your phone calls and thoughts next. It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A Chicago police officer is in stable condition after being shot Saturday morning on the south side of town. The suspected shooter is believed to be the fugitive Michael Blackman, who was responsible for another shooting that happened last week. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on the bravery of her city's officers.
We were reminded of the sacrifice our officers make to protect the residents in the city that we love.
President Trump has decided to deploy additional support of hundreds of military troops to Saudi Arabia and the UAE in response to Iran's alleged attack on a Saudi oil facility. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas on the administration's decision.
What you're seeing is for the first time in 40 years, there is an administration that is telling the Islamic Republic of Iran, is telling that regime, no, you will not behave this way. And that's why we see they're acting out, because the maximum pressure campaign is working.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Andy, you can bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, the live Saturday edition of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And please do enjoy the features that we have there on our website for you, including archives that go all the way back to 2006. That's a lot of potential listening, a lot of different topics we've talked about over those years. And you can do it all for free over at freetalklive.com. And Mark, tell me about how to get invested in gold.
Well, you can get gold in lots of places, but McIlvaney ICA is one of the ones that was involved in making gold legal to own again in the United States.
Wow.
Gold's been on the move recently, and it's hit highs of, you know, the recent past, and with the stock market looking the way it is, with perhaps a recession on the way. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm not trying to jinx anybody. But you may think that's what's going to occur. And if that's what you think is going to occur, the best thing you can likely do in that circumstance is get some gold. People are clearly moving in. The people who have money are clearly moving into gold at this point because the prices are rising. You can go to ICAGoldSilver.com right now and get a free report that you can download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. The report is the 6 advantages of adding precious metals to an IRA and how you can double your ounces. This is something that, that, as far as I know, ICAGoldSilver.com is the only company that has this system for increasing the amount of ounces that you own, where you can, you know, just sort of trade back and forth and get more and more as time goes by. They pioneered and they practice such leading strategies for compounding the ounces, and they have been helping people take delivery of precious metals with both domestic and international fine storage options, if that's what you want, for decades. They also have helped thousands of investors with precious metals IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556. This is the time to do it. 800-525-9556, or download their free report online, ICAGoldSilver.com, 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com.
We go to John. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind tonight? Yes. Man, I got a whole ton of stuff on my mind. I'm
trying to release
on
thing.
The airwaves, fellas. Yeah, let me get started now. First of all, what did this... this lady's son due to get, you know, two life sentences plus.
He programmed a website called the Silk Road. You ever heard of it?
Okay. Kind of, but
it was a free marketplace on what they call the dark web.
The dark web.
The underground, basically. It allowed people to buy and sell various different things. Some of those things were legal. Some of those things were not, depending on which jurisdiction of the world we're talking about. And they could sell those things for Bitcoin.
What was the actual charge, if you don't mind me asking? Do you know that?
There were several charges. There was, like, conspiracy to...
Of course they stacked them, yeah.
Yeah, there was, like, a conspiracy to sell drugs. There was, like, a conspiracy to commit computer hacking. They tried to hit him. I think they did hit him with, like, a kingpin charge, suggesting that he was, like, the equivalent of an El Chapo, simply because he programmed the website.
They're going to stack him up on this guy, because this guy was doing something they couldn't get their hands on for the longest time. And, of course, by the time they got to him, they were so frustrated that they just went ahead and nailed him to the wall so no one else will, you know, attempt to do this again. But I'm sure
for the fact that a bunch of people did. I mean, you know, they didn't actually stop anything. Within days of the takedown of the Silk Road, there was another one that had popped up, and then three
there were
more.
Half a dozen by the time they brought this guy to trial.
Yeah, there's probably more than a dozen today. And many of them have been taken down. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I wanted to start the call off like this, though. I wanted to say my name is John, and I'm an alcoholic. My proverbs are he, him, hi, he, ho, and my verbs are run, jump, yell, okay? And my pronouns, I have no idea because it's been a long time since I've been in school, and I actually forgotten what
forgot what those
name.
Are. Those are the things that you capitalize because they're pronouns? Yeah, you capitalize pronouns.
Him is not capitalized unless it's referring to God.
Oh, I'm thinking proper nouns. I'm sorry. I was thinking proper nouns. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been in school, too. Hey, thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's
my pronouns are His Majesty.
Uh-huh.
And anybody who doesn't use it is an illiberal, awful individual.
You can go pound salt.
There you go, Seth. See what your problem is?
So, we have a story that's related.
Crime against... good manners.
We have a story that's related to Bitcoin, since we were talking about it, regarding the Silk Road and the crackdown on the so-called dark web, which, by the way, those dark web marketplace sites continue, and they are just as strong, if not stronger, than they have ever been. There are several of them, at least, at my most recent count, which was earlier this year, earlier this summer, I would say. There's at least several that are active today. And, of course, as one goes down, it's inevitable that yet another one will pop up. So they say here over at Decrypt.co that millennials love Bitcoin, but they still don't trust or understand it, which is
they
strange.
Love Bitcoin, but they don't trust it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having grown up, writes the author here, Nicholas Marinoff, in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, is it any wonder that millennials and Generation Z like the sound of Bitcoin over the traditional banking system?
I think everybody, when they get a chance to think about what Bitcoin is, as opposed to what the line that we've been fed when it comes to money, they like the idea.
What is Bitcoin?
Well,
when it Bitcoin or whatever.
What's that? Bitcoin is a money that isn't controlled by rich bankers and corrupt politicians.
Yep, it was the first one.
Who's the only people that have controlled money our entire lifetimes?
And generations beyond.
And we're all still poor, right? Like, they're all still rich.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've got a system that is designed to extract wealth from us and give it to them. When there was a bailout in 2008, who among us got a check? It wasn't me. They didn't come to us and give us a check.
Unless you're GM.
No. As a matter of fact,
or the banks.
We paid for their bailout. They were too big to fail.
That's right.
We, on the other hand, not too big to fail.
Yep, you can fail anytime. They're not going to be there for you.
No.
So, a survey released recently by UK-based research firm OnePoll and commissioned by peer-to-peer Bitcoin marketplace Paxful suggests young people in the United States have a growing interest in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. The trouble is a sizable portion of them still don't trust crypto, and some even struggle to understand it, according to the report. The survey polled approximately 500 young people between the ages, that's a decent sample size, between the ages of 18 and 42 earlier this year, and found that nearly half of the millennial and Gen Z respondents, 43% of them, think crypto could replace the U.S. financial system today. I don't know what that even means, but
it's pretty optimistic taking that on.
I'll tell you that it is not at this point. It's pretty young. Bitcoin itself is not going to be able to handle the number of transactions
Bitcoin
per
BTC
second.
Bitcoin BTC could not.
Right.
However, it's likely that we could
crypto
use...
Crypto could.
Yeah, crypto itself, like everything that is all these cryptocurrencies, yeah, absolutely, that
but
could
is,
be done.
But is there one of them that could replace the financial system? I don't believe that's the case.
There's not one currency on the planet right now.
True.
So we live in a planet that has multiple currencies.
Yeah.
And I can tell you it's a heck of a lot easier to swap cryptos than it is to swap your dollars for pesos or euros.
We just made it a lot easier, too. Actually, one of our listeners, Duke, he recommended a tip bot for our Discord server, Mark. So now, on our Discord server, you can tip other, you know, listeners or the other people in the Discord server from your own cryptocurrency wallet. So basically, you now have a cryptocurrency wallet associated with your Discord account.
Nice.
Should you wish to use it, you don't have to. You can fund that with whatever your favorite crypto is. Maybe you like Stellar, or maybe you like Bitcoin Cash or Dash or something else. They've got like 40-something different options. And then somebody says something in the chat server that you like. You just tip them.
Give them a penny.
And or whatever, 10 cents, or a buck, or $5, or whatever you think. So I think that's going to make for some interesting interactions online. You can find our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. There's a little more to say here about these young people. They're apparently interested in cryptocurrency. They think it's pretty important, but they don't really get it. Do they have to? 855-450-FREE. Like, do you know how electricity works?
Do you know what money is?
There's more coming up here. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. If you want, our number is 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about cryptocurrency. That's where we happen to be at right now. After having spoken with Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, over at FreeRoss.org, getting an update on what's going on with Ross, the man sitting in prison for operating a website. And if that doesn't strike terror into your darkest depths, it ought to, because the idea that a man can be put in prison in the so-called free country of the United States for programming a website, which is, by my understanding, an act of freedom of speech, because you write a program when you do programming, he's going and is in prison now for 6 years, six full years, as of, I think, next month, and two life sentences plus 40 years for writing a program. If that doesn't freak you out, you aren't paying close enough attention to what's going on.
Right. They don't hold Facebook responsible if somebody goes on there and threatens somebody. That's
right.
Against the law.
Or goes on there and sells drugs. They've got a marketplace, right?
Libel or whatever. So they're not going after these companies.
Exactly. So if you want to comment on that, you're certainly still welcome to. According to a poll done recently by UK-based research firm OnePoll, they asked people in the United States, young people, specifically millennials and Gen Z respondents, how they felt about Bitcoin. Many of them actually responded that they think that it could replace the U.S. financial system today. Another 26% believe that it'll get there one day soon. 43% saying that it's ready now. And a whopping 98.4% associate cryptocurrency with Bitcoin, according to the survey, while 77.4% of them say they've heard of Ethereum, which is the, as I understand it, second most valuable in the terms of market cap, at least, cryptocurrency on the planet right now. That's pretty good. So almost 78% of the 500 respondents in the millennial and Gen Z generation have heard of something besides Bitcoin. I think that's impressive. Let's go to Skippy. He's in Texas watching us on YouTube. Hello, Skippy.
Hello, guys. I want to talk about, sorry to jump off topic.
That's okay.
By the way, this number one caller, and I want to talk about children's gummies. And I wanted to rank my top 10 flavors for children's gummies.
Now, are we talking about, like,
10 flavors of children's gummies?
Just to be clear, are we talking about, like, gummy worms? Is that what you're talking about?
Gummy bears. Gummy vitamins.
Gummy vitamins.
Okay.
Yeah, like, is this like Flintstone kids or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me, I don't know what the brands are. I don't buy children's vitamins.
Flintstones.
The Flintstones. Is a gummy one? See, I didn't even know that. I figured they were just, like, sugar.
Oh, no,
or
no, no.
Like
it's
that.
A good kind.
Okay.
Yeah, I ate, like, the whole jar before I called in. But I wanted to rank my top 10.
All right, let's hear it.
One is strawberry. Second is wild berry.
Okay, so hold on. You're only ranking them within the Flintstones? Are there no other gummy vitamin competitors? I thought you were going to tell us the different brands.
Oh, no, my top 10 flavors.
You're just giving us the top 10 flavors. I don't know if anyone cares.
Don't the flavors vary from brand to brand, though? I mean, is the Flintstones strawberry the same as, I don't know, a knockoff?
No, it couldn't be.
There's a rainbow type. There's the original one. And I want to talk about, like, just top 10 and, like, just really quick.
At this point, it's only the remaining eight.
Oh, okay.
Let's I don't know if I really care enough.
Blueberry. Well,
then drop him.
Lime.
He likes berries.
Lemon.
Lemon's not
banana,
a berry.
Orange.
I think
grapefruit.
One of these things is probably a berry, and we just don't know it.
Well, I'm grateful that you didn't say anything we had to drop off there. It's just boring. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So the opinion poll here that was answered by 500 young people between the ages of 18 and 42. Apparently, I'm still considered a young person, Mark. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, well, just barely.
On the other hand, the survey also demonstrated that more than a third, so again, a lot of awareness.
Okay, so tomatoes, bananas, and peppers are all berries, but raspberries aren't.
Bananas are berries?
Yep. Some examples of true berries are blueberries, gooseberries, cranberries. I don't think anybody's surprised by any of those.
Huh.
Grapes. They bear a lot of resemblance to a berry. Tomatoes, bananas, and peppers, botanically, strawberries, blackberries, and raspberries are not actually berries. So strawberries, blackberries, and raspberries, not actually berries.
Wow. Let's continue here. So, again, a lot of young people know what Bitcoin is, and they know what cryptocurrency is. But on the other hand, a survey also demonstrated that more than a third, 37.14% of young people don't yet trust cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, citing things like regulation and volatility as concerns. Well, so this does reveal that what they said is true, that these young people, even though they are aware of cryptocurrency, they don't understand why it's useful. They don't trust it. Okay, so in sure. order to embrace something new, something especially involving money, where, you know, your value that you've earned in your life is on the line, in order to embrace something like that, and I'm sure this is true of older generations too, right? They just studied the younger generations in this case. A lot of people know about Bitcoin, but they just don't understand it. They don't trust it. And, you know, without getting into an engineering study of exactly how the Bitcoin system works, if you're into that sort of thing, there's plenty of resources online.
But for the people that really desperately want to know how Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies work, I would first ask them is, what do you know about how the U.S. dollar works?
Mm-hmm.
How is a U.S. dollar brought into existence? If you think the government creates it, I'm sorry, you're about a century and a half off.
Okay, it's Federal Reserve.
The Federal Reserve is a quasi-governmental agency that creates money, but how does it do it, Ian?
It prints money.
No, but they don't. Well, they okay. So they do print money, but that's not how. That's
they
in
also
zero.
Increment money in a computer system as well.
Well, they do increment it in a computer system, but when and why?
Because they can anytime they want,
nah,
and to reward their friends.
Nope, it has to do with the interest rates that they have. This is the important, the Fed rate, right? And it has to do with loans, specifically mortgages, and that's how the money gets introduced into the system. People have no idea that banks, when they make a loan to them, aren't loaning them any money at all. The money's being created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve limits the amount of mortgages that get created through the Fed rate. And there's also loaning them back and forth between banks in order to keep them solvent, and all kinds of strange stuff goes on
lots
here.
Lots of trickery.
And I don't even propose to know it all. I certainly don't know it all. I've tried to figure it out, and it's obscure as hell.
Yeah.
Try this for a second. Try this. try to figure out who owns the Federal Reserve. Just it's not a governmental agency. I can tell you that now.
Good question.
If you can answer that question, then maybe then maybe we should start worrying about the ins and outs of how Bitcoin is created.
Let's go to Ben. He's in Maine listening to WLOB there in Portland. Hello, Ben.
Oh, my goodness. You guys bounced around so much. Now I got so many thoughts in my mind, I don't know how to start.
Darn anyway, it. Pick one.
All right. The cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good idea. However, if you don't have a computer, if you don't have electricity, that don't work.
Do you not have a computer or electricity?
No, if one does not.
Oh, I see. Okay, so this is the prepper argument, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. The vast majority of us have smartphones today, but I suppose the energy grid could go out, right? Like sunspots.
The S could hit the fan.
It certainly could.
Correct.
In which case, the little green dollars that you have aren't going to be much use either. What you need is dehydrated food and 22 long rounds and
cigarettes.
Toilet paper. I don't think that...
You know what?
I'm not going to start smoking just because...
No, you trade them, dummy.
I don't want them.
You trade them.
I don't want them.
I think you're
you
right.
Trade them for other things you do want.
Liquor.
That's what you do with trade.
Get liquor. Everybody drinks. Not
True.
Everybody
yeah,
smokes.
Yeah, liquor's a good
smokers
idea.
Smokers are a basic... Well, they die by definition.
Go ahead, Ben. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. I think that the recognition of 22s was phenomenal. I do that. I got 22s for trading and use. They're fun. They're cheap and inexpensive.
Yep.
And if one learns how to make ETOH, you've got
What's
a
that?
Ready supply of medicinal purposes and trading.
What is ETOH?
It's the chemical... definition of alcohol.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Ethyl alcohol.
Yeah. When I was an EMT and we ran across people who kind of messed themselves up in car accidents, we spoke amongst ourselves like ETOH. And,
yeah. So I'd like to address the issue of that you initially brought up of what happens if the power grid or the internet goes down. What happens with cryptocurrency? And you're right. In a S hits the fan situation with no power, it would be very challenging to utilize cryptocurrency.
However, if you want to prepare for something, it also makes sense to prepare for a future where cryptocurrency has replaced the Federal Reserve note.
Well, and beyond that, the other thing is just because the internet gets shut down doesn't mean that your Bitcoin goes away. It is in a essentially erasable format known as the blockchain, or unerasable format known as the blockchain. Hang on, Ben. We can bring it back here in a moment. So as soon as the internet comes back online, your Bitcoin's right there waiting for you. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know. You've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.